Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 16, letter number 5922, Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel Kislev, and Tov Shin Ches, in Brooklyn. This letter, the Rebbe's sort of speaking his mind of, you know, so when the Rebbe, as we see in all the Rebbe was demanding from the Hasidim, from all that were connected to the Rebbe, he was demanding from them not only to do a little bit, or not only for them to grow in their learning and davening. The Rebbe wanted them to make a difference in the community and where they live, to be active, to attract, to disseminate, to give over to everyone. And a lot of times people didn't get it. They didn't get what the Rebbe wants. So we don't know what's written in the beginning, but the Rebbe says in the end of the letter, you write that you are ready to do whatever, you know, whatever he's told. He's basically saying to the Rebbe, Rebbe, you tell me what to do, I'm ready to do it. Well, so the Rebbe says, I'm surprised. What's the question? That you're ready to do whatever you were told? Is there a question what you were told? I mean, you need to be told. You haven't been told yet. The Rebbe says, it's been several years. Don't forget, the Rebbe became a Rebbe in 1951. And here we're talking about already 1958, 59. So for many years that the Rebbe says, I'm pouring, not just saying, I'm pouring down instructions, beggings. And also, the Rebbe uses the Lashon Pekudos, orders. So the Rebbe says, I give instructions, I give requests, and also I order how each and everybody needs to do their work, their service. That it is an obligation for each person in our generation, without exception. What is the point, the central point of all these things is to spread the wellsprings and all activities that can help to spread the wellsprings. What does it mean to spread? What does it mean to disseminate? Hafatza. It means literally to spread the teaching of Chassidus, that it should be fitting to the understanding of the listeners, to bring it down for them to understand, to recite Chassidus from time to time, and more and more. Rebbe wants to disseminate Chassidus, and to my great pain, my great dismay, so the Rebbe says, I have not yet been told good news about the above. Besides very small reports, very distant times between each report that they recited Chassidus in this place. And when they write about it, that this is like something that was an exception to the case, this is not a regular thing. That's how they report it. And the Rebbe says, I suspect that that's the truth, that they don't, it's not just they're not reporting it, but the Rebbe says that's the truth, that they're doing very little. Only very occasionally are they doing the recitation of Chassidus and teachings. Because the Rebbe says that this is something uh, that this happens in a very distant time. So the Rebbe says, instead of making it an exceptional occasion, at the time that your father and his father and his sons, they were able to, and they needed to do imbe, and during the years in general in the country. The Rebbe is talking about a certain place, and they knew that they needed to make it a place for Chabad. So instead of Rebbe says reports about acts of the Hasidim. The Rebbe is complaining they're not active, but the Olam Sheh, they keep on capturing area after area, and they're finding one institution after another institution, and the Hasidim and you on the top are waiting to wait for a day, an exceptional day, and they make a Fabrengen. And then after the Fabrengen, you go to rest again for no activities until several months, and there's another holiday. Okay, so the Rebbe is saying that, I don't know who he's talking about over there exactly, the Rebbe is saying these guys aren't really working properly. He says the other people are increasing and creating institutions, and they're doing. And what are the Hasidim? Hasidim make a Fabrengen once in a while, then they go to rest, wait for a few months, and then they make another Fabrengen, but that, everything in between, they don't do anything. Rebbe is very unhappy. So the Rebbe says, it's obvious, I don't want to give rebuke. I'm not here to atofas musar. But the Rebbe says, I'm hoping that at the end of the day, you're going to wake up to practical activities. And the Rebbe says, Mashiach is behind the door. Time is short, very short. The work is a lot, very much. So the Rebbe has another look and another expectation and a whole other demand, that instead of doing it once in a while, he's asking the Rebbe, what should I do? what do you mean, what should you do? The Rebbe says, I've been begging, I've been ordering, I've been asking from the people to spread Hasidus more and more wherever, and we're just fulfilling the obligation once in a while with so little. The Rebbe says, I don't want to give rebuke, but I'm just, maybe you'll wake up already. Mashiach is behind the door, and there is a lot of work to be done. And the Rebbe says, for sure, the Rebbe concludes, if I'm bringing of you to Kislev, which is coming upon us, will be in the necessary measure, which means it'll be in a wide way. And the Rebbe prays that this should be a good beginning to fulfill your mission in the above. So the Rebbe says, start with this Fabrengen of Yutus Kislev and make that change. So the Rebbe says, it's understood that all the above are intended not only to you, but also to your father and to your brothers, may they live. I guess this was a family, and this is, and the Rebbe prays, you should find the proper letters to explain the above. That also your activities should wake them up and force them to do what they are supposed to do. And nothing stands in the way of the will. The Rebbe bless him for good news and all the above, and for a happy Fabrengen and an effective Fabrengen with the Rebbe's signature. That's why the Rebbe is also talking about this person's father and brother. They lived in a place where the Rebbe expected a lot more to take place. Apparently that this one who wrote to the Rebbe, at least he was involved a little bit, but the Rebbe is not happy that they're not doing really what they're supposed to be doing. And the Rebbe is hopeful that this would be like an encouragement, and maybe they'll finally, you know, get to work. So it's one of those letters in which the Rebbe sort of speaks his mind, but these letters actually gave the Hasidim a whole new perspective, and it taught them what they could accomplish, because many times they didn't even realize they were so, you know, afraid or not used to it, so that they thought that maybe. So the Rebbe is encouraging him and to also impact. It's a little interesting. The Rebbe wants the son to wake up his father and his brother, so it's like going the way of Heshiv Levavis Albonim. It says, you know, I find that interesting.